Okay, we're just doing the pshat basically on Chaf Beis and Alf and Bechorov. So the thing is, you take this is the seminal case. You take the ma'i, the guy he bites here from the amaret. So you're not sure if he touched it and was matami it. And the tzir is like a juice that comes from the malichas dog. So Rashi says not really. He doesn't have a shame ochel on his own. So zeibam. So is now the Gemara says like this: you can take it and put it into the mikvah. Just have the waters kiss the tzir, hashakar. So then it will be tar midmanoshach. If the mayim was rove in the tzir, because they definitely put mayim in the tzir, then the tzir is batal, and the mayim is tamei, but hashakar works by mayim tamei. And if the tzir is rove, then the mayim tameim are batalin, and you don't need to do anything. And the tzir is not makabel tumah. So if the mayim is rove and you have a problem with tumah, then you can do hashakar, then hashakar will work. And if the mayim is the miyat, then hashakar wouldn't work. It doesn't matter because there's no tumah because the tzir is not matami. Now Tosus makes an interesting point that that we're trying to be mavatal the mayim. That's the idea here. But then the Gemara says you'll be mavatal the mayim berov. So Tosus says even though in other isurim we go by no same tam, here by tumah we don't because there's no gzeiras hakosav of tam kicker stated by tumah. So again you see a chiluk similar to what we were starting to think about yesterday. That he said like nevela too. If you would have nevela and shchuta, you have to differentiate between the shame nevela and the hilchos nevela. So, in terms of machol suros and in terms of tumah, there are different halachos. So it could be that in one regard, with respect to machol suros, there is an iser achila because of exeris custom of tam kicker. Whereas by tumah, we'll consider the tumas nevela gone. So you could have at one time iser achilas nevela present, but tumas nevela not present. Right? And if you're going to go down to saying each one has to inform you about the presence of actual shame nevela, you can have a stira in your systems. Right? So these halachos don't really go down to the question of whether there is a shame nevela. It's a question of the niyog of the heter and the isser of the shame nevela. So in one framework, tam kicker could create isser nevela, and in the framework of tumah, it doesn't create tumas nevela.
So
it's not a contradiction.
So in regard to how we act towards this thing, then there's different in those two areas, right?
That's right. So there's one thing that's always the same. Is there, what? How do you define what a nevela is? That's not subject to degrees. And then there are different halachos that are built up around the shem nevela. This is a system of hilchos tumah, the system of machos suros. They don't have to work the same way. Machos suros has an inyan of tam kicker, and tumah doesn't. Doesn't mean that if there's no tumas nevela, there's no nevela. It doesn't mean if there's machos suros, then there's nevela everywhere. Right? Okay. Anyhow, just something to keep in mind. So now the Gemara goes on. This is where the Rush brings it in by Chozavinir. So the Gemara is like this. That is good if you want to dip your bread into this mixture. Right? Because Memonoshof, there's no tumah in the tzir right now. Either because it was Rov Mayim and it was Tara, or there was no Rov Mayim, but there's no tumah because the tzir is not Matami. It's not Makabal tumah. So he says, but if you wanted to pour this into your, if you want to take the tzir and add it to your pot, meaning to say you're going to add more water to it, then it's usher. Why? He says, motzah minas mino v'niur. Right? Motzah minas mino v'niur. What's going to happen now? Let's read Rashi. He says, Mishum. He says, Lo shanu de batlu barov. Umutter hatsir el litabel pito. The only time we say it's batal berov and that tzir is mutter is with regard to dipping. Aval lesake nasakedera aser. Why? Shehamayim shebesocha tzir motzin mayim shebekedera umitstarfin yachad verabin al hatzir umetamin oso. The water, in other words, let's take the. We're only taking one side of the one possibility of the two, right? We're assuming that it was rov tzir. Saying what if it was, because the problem is maybe it was rov tzir. So the mayim, tameim, were simply in the state of bittul. Right? If it was rov mayim originally, then this problem wouldn't exist. But maybe it was really rov tzir, and maybe the mayim are in there. Maybe the mayim tameim are in there. Right? But they are bittul. So then, what's going to happen when you add more mayim in your kedera? They're going to be mitstarif, and now the mayim will be the rov. Now you'll have rov mayim, and the mayim will motza min azmino v'ni'or. V'ni'or, Rashi says, what? V'ni'or mitoras bittul. Interesting Rashi, right? It wakes up from its din of bittul. V'chozer l'tuma. And it returns to Tumah, or Umetame. So that's the problem. When the Mayim were in the Tzir, in the state of Bittul, we had no problem. But that was because it was Rov Tzir. But now if I add more water, it'll be Rov Mayim. So now that Mayim that was Tame, but Bitulo, will now become awakened, and Bimetame the rest of the water, or possibly the Tzir.
Is this all before Hashaka?
Well, this is the problem: is that when you did the Hashaka, it was rov Tzir. So there was no, it didn't work on anything.
Didn't
on the mind. No, not on the mind, because the Mayim were bottle. All right. So anyway, so the interesting thing is back to Chav Beis Amud Aleph, is that. That's what, who said that? Ravina, no? No, Rabirmia. That was Rabirmia. Rabirmia said, Lo shanu el litvo ben pito. Of la kedera lo. Motza min esmino v'niwa. So that was Rabirmia's shita. That you're going to have motza min esmino v'niwa. Right? But then, Yosef Ravdimi v'kamer lo shmaita. So he said, so Ravdimi repeated the shmaita. The shmaita of Rabirmia. And Omar le Abaye v'chi tuma shebotlo chazer v'niura. Interesting statement. Abaye disagreed. Says, how is that? Says, is that true? Abaye wasn't so convinced. Says, that's true. Now once it's bottle, it should come back and reawaken. Right. So that's really what the Gemara. Alright, so then I told you to skip this piece because it's a little bit confusing. But then the Gemara goes on. And has a complicated case of Truma Tameya that falls into Truma Tahora. That falls into Chulin Tahorin. And it works out to another case of Motzim Min Esmino V'Niur. Okay? So, if you go to the end over here on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, so he says, Omar Lei, right before the two dots, right? Omar Lei, im tuma oreres tuma, tahara oreres tuma. So even though, so that was the question, though, the Abaye said, Abaye disagreed with one, with what? Abaye said there's a difference between adding tuma to tuma. Abaye said there's a difference between adding tuma to tuma and adding tahara to tuma. In other words, he's saying, our case of the tzir, is you have mayim to mayim that are bottle in the tzir. And now you're going to add mayim to horim. Right? And that's going to awaken the mayim to mayim. Right? So Baye said, Baye didn't know from that. But he did agree that if you had something that was tame, that was bottle, and you add more of the tumah, then it will work.
It's difficult. Doesn't that seem more like the cases that we're used to? that the Isser buddies
right
up with each other.
Right. See, Rashi says, Amale im tumo oreres es tumo tahara yoreres tumo bitmi aklomer mayim shebekedera shetahorim heyach yeoru mayim shebetzir letame. And what is that difficult problem? Because it's mayim and mayim. I mean, sorry, it's mayim and mayim. You just want to take the mayim out of being bottle. So he's saying that the mayim, he's saying it's a different process. I mean, we have to really stop and think about this, because this could be instructive if we can understand it better. He's saying that there's a difference between saying, as Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying, look, the mayim is bottle, right? The mayim is bottle, and as in the state of being bottle, there's no tumah, because it's bottle. But if I add mayim to horim, I'm going to remove the mayim from the state of bittul, and the mela now the tumah will reemerge, right? Whereas Abaye says you've got to work with the shame tumah itself. Right, you can't work with the mayim that has the shame tumah. You got to say, I have tumah that's bottle, and I have to add more tumah to be ma'orer. Not, I have mayim that have a shame tumah. But there's no tumah here because it's bottle. But if I add more mayim, then I'll remove the underlying mayim from bittul. And the mela, the tumah will be chal. Right? That's the argument, Rabbi Yirmiyah and Abaye. So you see, the Rush brings in the first half of this Gemara as a proof for the idea of matzah min hazmin of inyar. It's as if it works by tumah too. We're going through different inyanim where it works. It works by tumah too. So mistavra should work by machol surus also. Right, so he brought this first half in as a raya to the idea to matzah min hazmin of inyar. But can we define this machlokas a little better with the Abaye and Rabbi Yirmiyah? Problem is it's not 100% clear to me this whole inyan that's here in the mayim. Not 100% clear to me. The mayim were tameim when they went in, I imagine. Because it would seem if they went in, right? It seems like the problem is the mayim. If mayim to mayim will be bottle in the tzir, right? If bottle in the tzir, because the tzir is not makabel tumah. If he touched it when the mayim was in there already, it would seem it wouldn't become tumah. Just like the mikvah is not going to be matayre. Okay, let's go. Let's take the next case though, because this is where the Rush has his question. We have to come back and think about this. Let's get all the facts straight first. So now the Gemara says like this. Now the Gemara says a very interesting thing. It says like this: Eisve. So what's Eisve? Eisve what? That's the problem. Eisve. Who is the Gemara asking a question on? Okay, who is the Gemara asking a question on? So you see Rashi. Rashi says what? The Rabbi Yirmiyah. That this is a question of Rabbi Yirmiyah. So once again, what was Rabbi Yirmiyah? That even Mayim Tahorim will be Me'orer Mayim Tameim. Right? Even Mayim Tahorim will be Me'orer Mayim Tameim. Okay. See Tosos? Interesting Tosos. He says, the Yomers. He says, "Mitoch pirush hakunshus mashma shabot ledakdek dein tuma oreres tuma." Right, the whole way, and that's the way Rashi keeps learning. Tuma oreres tuma. Right, that it's a question. See, this is strange. Rashi, doesn't Rashi sound like he's contradicting himself a little bit? Let's take a little piece. Let's go further. Anymore. Okay, so what's the case? Afer kosher shenzayv afer makla. So you have afer, you have ashes from the parah aduma. and you mix it together with regular ashes. Okay? Holchin achar harov letame. So what does it mean, letame? Es hanogea bo. Kidechsiv hanogea b'mei anida yitma. So means say we're not asking whether the afer of the paraduma is metame b'mago. So if it's rove afer maklo, then you say there's no tumas mago. And if it's rove afer kosher, then there is tumas mago, right? V'i ruba efer maklahu lo matame. So you see, that's what this price is telling you. V'i amra tumo kimandi ise dame. Now what does it mean if you say tumma is like it's here? What does that mean? Okay, so this is like this. I amra tumma hamisvateles birov lo botlo legamri. If you're going to tell me that tumma that is bottle rove, right? The afer is rove afer makla. If you're gonna tell me it's like it's here, who said it's like it's here? And who is this a question on? Who said it's like it's here? The mishkachas tumo achriti mitzarefes behado. See, why is Rashi say the mishkachas tumo achriti? Right. Here, I guess here it has to be because you can't add more ashes. It's mixed with ashes already, right? So if more tumah finds it, mitzdarefes b'hado, nehi dehai efer. What? Lo mitami b'mago dekeven derubo tor minan be'efer makla nogashu arov. Of the maso mielitame, the hamikomakoma tuma nisa, the hisit, the kaimulon, the mechatas, the efer chatas, mitame, the maso. So now Gemara has a very interesting problem here. It says, look, if you're going to really hold that the tuma, if you're really going to hold from Choser Venir, right? If you really hold from Choser Venir, so what are you really saying? This is what the Gemara is saying. What are you really holding? You're holding that the bittul does not totally remove the tumah. Right? This is where the Rush has his problem. The Rush brings this in as his cash on himself. That's what the Gemara is saying. Think, if you're going to hold from Choser V'Nior, so then it seems from this Gemara that it's treating it like the Isser is really in there. The Tumah is really there. The Tumah is there. When I touch it, how come I'm not Tamei? Because I can say I'm not touching the Tamei part. It's possible that I'm not touching the Tamei part. But if I lift it all up, I should definitely be Tamei. But lifting it up is like Bavas Achas. Can't say I didn't lift the Tamei stuff. Could say if I have granulated Afer and I touch it, I'm only touching a small part.
So you're learning that when Rashi is saying that when you're touching it, since it's a robe, makla, then you don't have to worry about it because what, it's like a suffix?
He says, Amrinan be'efer makla noga, shehu harov. I have a right to say, I didn't touch it. I only touched whatever was the rove.
Practically, like literally, you didn't touch it. You have a right to say, you didn't touch the pieces of paper.
That's what it sounds like he's saying. I mean, that's the plain shadow of what he's saying. He's saying, as opposed to when I lift it up. In other words, I have an urn. I have an urn of ashes. Right? Ashes of paraduma. With ashes of wood mixed together, right? So now I stick my finger in. So you'll say, well, I have a right to say, Alpi Rov, that which ash did I touch? I touched the Rov. So you're not Tame Tumas Mago. But if I pick up the whole container, what can I say other than I picked everything up? So the Gemara is saying, if you really hold from Choser V'Nior, right? If you really hold from close of a niur, then it means you hold that the tumah is still there as tumah, right? You really hold tumah is really there. So if tumah is really there, so I can understand the reasoning to say I'm not tamei from maga, but I should be tamei from masa. Because how can I say I didn't pick everything up? Right? Yeah. That's basically Gemara's question. Okay? And the Gemara basically concludes you're right. I mean, that's basically the story. The Gemara says you're right. You would be mitame, tumi would be mitame for maso. And not mitame for mago.
That's the question on Rabbi Yirmiyah.
So that's the question. The question of Rabbi Yirmiyah was the Gemara thought you weren't tame maso either. The Gemara thought you weren't tame maso. Right? So the Gemara is saying, let's get that clear. The Gemara is saying, what's the question of Rabbi Yirmiyah? Saying, according to you, Rabbi Yirmiyah, you should be metame tumas maso. But the plain shot of the statement was, you go basar rov for everything. So the Gemara is saying, that would be a contradiction. It would be contradictory to say that in terms of maso, we consider that there's nothing here. But for chozer v'nior, we say there's something here. Okay, so the Gemara says, "No, you're right." Rabbi Yirmiyah would answer you that the correct gears is that we are tamei tumas maso. Right, that's the gears. And then let's take the next case. Let's just take the next case. Right, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "Itmar lo, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, tohar mitamei maso, avol mitamei maso." It's exactly the way you said. Exactly the way you said it should come out. That's exactly the way it is. So chozer v'nior is still good. Okay. Let's take one more case. V'amar of chisto nevela b'teila b'shchuta. It's a little bit more complicated because it has to do with the min v'mino definition. But anyway, so it says again, nei de b'maga lo matame l'tame b'maso. Same question. Same question. Right, Rashi chatichas nevela shnez arva b'shtei chatichas shchutos, botla nevela barov mi litame. Right, it won't be matame anymore. But the Gemara says, I'm just skipping around a little bit to get away from some of the complications. But basically, the Gemara has the same question. It says. Nay, the b'maga lo matame, l'tame b'maso. Right. Rashi adds in vi amar tuma shabbat lo kamandi yisei dami di mishkachas tuma achriti chazer v'niura. If you're going to say that the tuma is still here, it's kamandi yisei dami. It's a very instructive lashon, right? Is that what it says in the first place? I amar tuma kamandi yisei dami. It's interesting, right? It's kiman de ise dami. Doesn't say it exactly that it's here, but it's kiman de ise dami. It's like it's here. It's like it's here, right? And Rashi always tells you, in what way is it like it's here? It's like it's here. In the sense that imishkachas tumar chriti chazer v'niura, it's like it's here in the sense that it can be awakened. Okay, there's very abstract problems here. So the Gemara is saying, if it's like it's here in the sense that it should be awakened, then hachanami nahi de b'maga lo matame d'azlin al basar ruba should be chatichas nevela b'shtayim shchuta. But why isn't it Tami B'maso? Why isn't it Tami B'maso? Right? Why is it not Tami B'maso? Yeah, that different gears here. It says not. Kimnal el mishum de bitula bitul barov nagubav e tuma misvatelas barov kimande ise dami titma b'maso. So the Gemara again answers, no, you're right. That's the right. That's what it should really say. Okay. Yeah, then Gemara gets into complicated things of whatever, something different. But that's the way the Gemara concludes.
It still keeps it in this quasi state
It's in a quasi-state. Right. Now, Tosis just makes an interesting point. I don't really understand how he's what he's saying exactly, because see, Tosis says, "Mitoch pirush akuntrus mashma shebola dakdek deim tuma oreres tuma midechashvin and tuma kimandelese." See, Tosis notices that Rashi always focuses on tuma being maorer tuma, not just like mayim maorer mayim, but actually like the tuma and the tuma case, and that's really a bias shita. Right. He says, "V'zeh eino sugyus hashas sheyavu abayi lahakshos alatzmo." But then it would come out that like abayi is asking questions on himself, because abayi does agree that tumah is ma'orer tumah. So what are all of his? What are all these questions against himself? The pirish the tumah oreres tumah. V'otik shilei masnisin ela filu lo chashiva tumah kiman diisei mikom mikom bedinhu al tumah sheoreres tumah. It's an astounding tosis. He wants to say that that even if you hold that tumah is even if you don't hold tumah is command to say, even if you don't hold that that tumah is command to say, tumah should still be ma'or tumah.
Actually not there?
I guess. I don't really know what he's saying exactly. But anyway, so let's take up the rush now. These are the facts. This is enough facts to understand the rush. You have the rush? Okay. By the way, the long toasts over there in Bechoros, he seems to be saying in the end that that even by Maga, though, if you would touch them all simultaneously, you would be tummy.
Right, definitely
touched it. Right, so he wants to work it out as a case like it's like granulated. So you're not touching it at all. And then he also mentions that it's mustavar to him that even the masa is only midrabanan. But really, really midrais, it would be batal. What? Right. Okay. So now the rush is like this. He says, where is it in the rush I'm looking for? He says, omnam tzarach ledakdik. Before the test. In brackets. So he says like this. Omnom. Right. It's on the second to last word on the line. After the little 2 lines above the test. Omnom tzarech ledaktik. V'ahid b'choros. The goras hosom. Aisve a proportions arev befer makla holkimachar rov batame. Vi ruba afer makla lomatame. Vi omrit tumokiman de ise domi nehi de bemaga lomatame bemasa miu matame. Right? So again, the Gemara says if you're going to really hold that even tumo when it's bottle, is subject to chozer v'niur. Let's just translate it into the full expressions here. If you're going to say that tumah when it's batal berov is really like it's there in the sense that it would be chozer v'niur, right? Then it should be tumah when you pick it up. You should become tumah when you pick it up. Ha itmar lo om Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. The Gemara says, no, you're right, it's not a problem, it is true. I said, therefore, it's mimbamino. You're learning like Rav Chisda. Fine, that's the conclusion of the matter. No, you're right. That even when it's bottle, you'll be tamei if you pick them up. Right? Same, no problem. Fine. Now, Alma, here's where he has his question. Mishum de omar motza min es mino veniur amrinan tuma kaman de ise domi. Velo bottle de gamri. So now this is against his position. So he says, this case is a kasha on me. Because I said that when the thing is in the state of bittul, it's like it's heter gomor. It's like it's nepach leheter. And even though this closes in niyor, that's not a problem, because that's changing the status of the bittul, that's changing the shear of the bittul. But according to the Rush, his whole position, his whole point was that when it is in the status of bittul, then it's complete heter. Chozev and niyor just means that you're undoing the status of the bittul, right? But this Gemara is saying that in order for chozev to niyor, if you say chozev and niyor, then you say even when it's bittul, it really is existing like an isser. Even in the state of bittul, it's still existing like an isser, because if you would pick it up, you would be tummy. Right? It's a big problem for his shita. Right? Ella dibimaga lo metame din no geva chozev no geya. We don't say you're touching it. You're not touching it at once. Okay, fine. Avo bimasa shu no se kulo kecha metame. Midi dehavi amole tarvad rekev. Amon perak ora rote v dimotami masa ubo ol ina metame.
I think it's like a granulated type of a tumah. But anyway, im kain isushin is batal nami.
So since he was saying chozev v'nir works the same everywhere, it should work by isur too the same way. Neima, we should say like this: kaven da'idei mino sheni tosef ala chozev v'nir. Since if you would add mino, it would wake up. Alma kamandi se dame, so you see it's like it's here right now. Right? Vinei de motor bachila mishum bittul barov. So it's true, there's a heter to eat because of bittul barov. But yesh lanu lomar she yochlin bezeach hazev lo kulim kechad. But you shouldn't be allowed to eat them in one shot.
Because there is
this over here. Mishum de memarashach ko'achal chaticha de asira. V'cheinim naflu l'kadera if you're mevashalem. So that's his problem. It's going to come out according to that Gemara in Bechoros that it's mashma that what? It's mashma that what? That when you have, that if you hold chozev in your, then you really always consider like the isser is here. The only thing is you're allowed to do, you're allowed to rely on the rov in your particular action. So in the particular action of taking this piece, I'm allowed to rely on rov. But if I eat them all, then there's no reliance on rov.
So in terms of the ketzah, there is isser here.
There's definitely isser here. But I'm allowed to say the rov is telling me, rov is like a niyog in my maisa. I'm allowed to be no egg after rov. I'm allowed to say, is this the piece of isser? Well, rov is mutter, so it's not the piece of isser. Is this the piece of isser? Rov is mutter, so it's not the piece of isser. I must have eaten the isser. Oh well, so I can eat this one now. What's done is done. Might as well eat this one. So, but if I eat them all at once, or if I'm a vashalim biyachad, meaning to say there's never any real bittul. There's never any real bittul. It's just a din of going basarov. It's just like the case of the tisha chanuyos. If I have 10 stores, 9 sell kosher and 1 sells treif, and I find a piece of meat in the street, I can eat the meat. Why? Because I could say it must have come from the rov. But that doesn't mean that the kosher at the treif butcher shop now is kosher. Right? You don't say because most of the butcher shops are kosher, the treif one is also kosher. So there's a difference between saying I can go basar rov and saying there's a bittul of the isser in rov. So it's mashma from the Gemara in Bechoros that there's never a bittul of the isser in the rov, and it always is heter. It always is isser. I have a separate din, achirav mahatos, I can go basar rov in my maisa. This is a powerful, powerful problem. So listen to his answer.
So wouldn't he, if he's one of the Xerxes Tassim, wouldn't he just be saying that the Xerxes Tassim is telling you that if you have a Xerxes Tassim, I'd say what the problem is.
So he's saying the Xerxes Tassim would be limited now to just saying that I'm allowed, without the Xerxes Tassim, I might say there's an isser kavua in this tarovas. I know there's isser in these three pieces, so I have to treat them all like a suffix in the raisa, right? Akram Lahatos tells me I can resolve my suffix by rove. So each piece I have a suffix, but I can use the rove to tell me that it's not the one.
But not that there's anything that really happens in terms of the Isser, the shame Isser in the Nevela. But you can't eat all three at once, right? So that would be the Nachmiya.
So
just like the Tosu said, if you had the Rimone Baden that go into the second Tarovis and from the second to the third, you can't eat the second, but you can eat the third. Because the second one, you don't have a sfeik if you eat them all at once. Now, this is relying on Suffolk. Now, that was his whole first half of this, the whole first piece was to show you that he holds it's not a din of Suffolk. It's a din of din. It's a din of Gzeres HaKosu. But now it seems from the Gemara Bechoris that it is a din of Suffolk. So if it's a nafmiya between din and Suffolk, is whether you can eat them all at once. That's the nafmiya.
So this is also a discussion of how we. And this is
the Rosh Hashanah,
based
on the Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, right. Right. So listen to the answer. V'yesh lomar mishum delo domi tumal isser. Again, he's saying, just like the Tosus was making the chiluk, you have to make a chiluk sometimes between the realms of halacha. Okay, I'm not so sure about this. Let's see. Dibituma yesh shnei mine tumos. Something very deep. We have to really think into this. By tuma, there are two types of tuma. Maga umasa. Two different brands of tuma. Okay, what's maga and masa? Maga means the contact with the thing. Masa means even if you're not touching it, even if you're not in contact with it, but you're moving it, like it's on something else and you lift it. Okay, maga means you actually touch it. Masa means you affected it being moved. Okay, like if it's on one end of the seesaw and you sit down on the other end. Right, that's called hisit. Hisit is where it's like you're pushing it with a stick. The same type of idea. So masa and maga, two forms of tumah. Not everything has masa and maga. Right? Only certain things have both. Ulaosa tumah sheroi sheyitame kigon masa. This is where it gets tricky. And for that tumah that is roi to be tame, meaning masa, why? Sherehu nose es kulo. Because you're carrying everything. Le'inyan zeh lo nisbato. It's going to require a lot of work to figure this out. But he's saying that it's possible to break up tuma itself and say in the realm of masa, it doesn't make sense to say there's a bittul. In the realm of masa, there's no bittul. I don't know why, but he's saying in the realm of Masa there's no Bittul. And therefore, Afa Pishaling in Tumas Maga Nisvatel Vichozer Ode Vinur. It's not really explaining it fully to my mind. He's saying by Maga there's Chozer V'Niur, and that means he's not explaining the connection well enough to for me. I mean, I don't see it from what he's saying, but he's saying like this because the problem is it sounds like he's avoiding the critical question of what does Chozer V'Niur have to do with anything, right? But just structurally, he seems to be saying like this. He's saying that if there's a Chozer V'Niur by Maga, that's enough to say that there's never a bittul in the framework of masa. But in the framework of maga, there is a bittul.
Arbitrary.
Huh?
It's crazy arbitrary.
Hold on, let's go a little further. Over the inyan iser. Im nishar bo shum tzad iser lo haya mutar b'achila. But by iser, there's only one way to look at it. He's saying in tumah, there's an advantage of having two ways to look at it. I can look at it from the framework of Tumas Maga, and I can look at it from the framework of Tumas Maso. For some reason, the Gemara is saying that if by Maga I hold from Chozer V'Niur, that's going to have an impact on Maso. He's not explaining that clearly, to what that impact, what that is. Okay? But that's really where the rich material is lying. That's the mother load here. That's what you got to tap into. He's just giving you a little bit of a hint, but he's just pointing you in a certain direction. But you got to think deeply into what it would mean that if there's no chozer v'niur, then there would be a complete bittul din by masa. But since there's a chozer v'niur, that prevents the bittul from masa at all. Okay. But in no way is he saying, how is he saving his theory? How is he saving his theory? He's saving his theory because he's saying that whenever there is a bittul, in that framework, it's completely gone. Okay? Whenever there is a bittul, in the framework of the bittul, it's completely gone. It's completely heter, I should say. I'm sorry, it's completely heter. Now, by Tumah, there are two frameworks. Okay, the question was that we thought the Gemara was saying, if by Maga there's a Chozer V'Niur, and then there's a Tumas Masa, that means that even Lagabi Maga it's not Batal.
He's saying two different things.
Lagabi Maga, it is Batal. But since there's a Chozer V'Niur, that's enough to say that by Masa there's never a bittul. Okay? But you'll never say that that which is bittul in the framework of the bittul itself is like it's still here. So it comes out according to him, you could touch them all at once. Because that's Maga. Maga doesn't matter. In terms of Maga, it is bittul. Right? It's only from the framework of Masa that you have a problem.
Because Chozer V'Niur is shedding light. Not because of what you see in Maga.
Right. Somehow or other, because of Chozer V'Niur, because of the possibility of Chozer V'Niur, that shows you that Bittul works in a certain way. And in the way that Bittul works, that would be the approach I would take. Mm-hmm. It shows you the nature of Bittul.
Are you saying it shows the nature of bittul only in Masa?
No, it shows you the nature of bittul always. If you hold there's such a possibility as a Chozer V'Niur, that shows you about how bittul works. Shows you something about how bittul works. And if bittul works in that way, that it can allow for a Chozer V'Niur, then it would also necessitate no bittul by Masa. That's just the rough sketch of what he seems to be setting up. You have to see if you can put any sensible data into those into that sketch. If not, you have to sketch something new. But intuitively, that's the way it seems to be pointing. Now, hold on. But l'inyan iser im nishar bo shum tzad iser lo haya mutar b'achila. But by iser, you can't say that there's a duality, because it's all one inyan. So if there was any iser, then you wouldn't be able to eat it at all. It's possible by Tumah to say legabi masot not bottle, but legabi maga it is, because they're two inyanim. But by machol, so there's only one inyan. Is there heter achila or no heter achila? There's no such thing as a half heter achila. Right? So therefore, Elavadai Omer Torah Acharav Mahatos V'Nasa Hamiyot Kirov. Now he slightly changes the way he's characterizing things. He doesn't use the word anymore that is Nefach Lehetter. He says that what? Na'ase Hamiyot Kirov. The Miyot becomes like the Rove. V'lo Nishar Bo Shum Iser. Umutr la'uchlam ke'echad ulevashlam b'kedera. Elo achashariba love mino ni'ur. V'havele kilu hukar. Vein kan od bittul. V'chazer li'os osar. Mikan alaba.
kind of the middle ground between the Muslim and the Muslim.
So if you would put in, if you would be chozer v'ni'or, it's mikan labo. That's what you're saying. It's mikan labo. Doesn't mean chozer v'ni'or doesn't mean that there always was a sir in here. No. When it was bibitulo, it was completely heter. Just like the rove was heter. It was heter. But now if you mix up the proportions, now, going forward, it is awesome. So we want to show you that chozer v'ni'or doesn't reflect back on what it was in the state of bittul. Does not reflect back on what it was in the state of bittul.
The new din.
For some reason, it has something to do with masa. That's what we have to. That's the hard part.
Yeah, it seems like you have to say that it has to be listed in masa. At least masa was saying that it doesn't have to do with masa. It's saying that there still is really yisur there. But here he's saying that there isn't any yisur anymore.
Right, but again, another riot to the way we're looking at things is he's not bothered in the least by saying, in the framework of masa, it's not batal, and in the framework of maga, it is. And if you're going down to substance, you can't have such a concept. They're going to be contradictory. No, it's just the way he's maneuvering. He's saying, the kasha was to assume that since the Gemara is asking from chozer v'ni'or onto masa, that it's all one unified framework. And if chozer v'ni'or, and if there's masa, that means that the isser is here, the tumah is here. And that means chozer v'ni'or demands that the tumah is here. Right? And if you look at tumah as one framework, so then, if you say your tameh, it's tumas masa when you pick it up, then that means the isser is here. There's not bibitulo, it's not heter. And then that means that if you say chozer v'ni'or, it means the isser is here. But his answer is no, there are two frameworks. There are two completely distinct frameworks in tumah, maga and masa. The only thing is you can learn somehow one from the other. You can learn somehow one from the other, but they're not the same. So the fact that by maga there is the possibility of a chozer v'ni'or, which would be l'kan l'abo, which would mean iser maga, which would mean tumas maga reemerges anew, that would necessitate, in the other framework of masa, it would necessitate no bittul. That's the key that we're missing, what that logical link is.